السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters of the madrasa, and all those listening over receivers and the radio station, we are in the month of Rabiul Awwal, and as I mentioned on Monday, that throughout the world we will hear many, many bayans, many speeches, there will be many conferences, many seminars, there will be many programs of different kinds. There will be Naat Sharifs recited in the praises of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The seerah of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam will be discussed, his birth, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's childhood, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's youth, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's nubuwat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq, his muamlat, his muasharat, the ghazawat and the battles that took place in his time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's mi'raj, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hijrat. Which part of the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has not been recorded authentically? No doubt there are lots of fabricated ahadith also. For Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward the muhaddithin who sifted out, who separated those ahadith which were sahih, which were correct, which were authentic, from those which were fabricated. Because there was a whole process, or there was a whole group at one time, just to discredit Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they fabricated many ahadith. So that when the people listen to that hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the fabricated one, attributed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but not his words, and not something said by him, but it will come in the books, it will come in the papers, it will come in the magazines, it will come over the radio stations. Now people who will listen to that, those people who will read that, then immediately they will have a serious doubt that what kind of Nabi of Allah Ta'ala this was. There are many like that. I'm not going in that direction of discussing. There are many like that. Now when they will see that those things that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said are harmful, then it will create a doubt in their minds. So those were fabricated ahadith. So these muhaddithin, the science of Hadith Sharif, it is mind-boggling how they sifted, how they separated, the kind of research they made, the kind of tahqiq they made, the kind of travels they undertook and journeys they undertook just to make sure that the Hadith Sharif that is being reported is authentic and sahih. That the chain of narrators, what was their character, even if a person was found to have spoken a white lie, even that person, the Hadith Sharif, they did not accept easily. We speak deliberate lies all the time. So that is a subject on its own. The point that is coming to mind is this, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, every aspect of his life has been recorded. How much of white hair on his beard also is recorded. I mentioned on one occasion that this raising of our kalama finger, shahada finger, in tashahud, when we come to ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, and then we drop the finger, wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Some people keep it up, some people drop it, there are different riwayat. However, the fact is that anywhere in the world you go, you will find that in tashahud, somebody or everyone who is making salah will be raising this finger on ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Now more than 1400 years gone, and we can take it right up to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I can say that I heard it from my Shaykhul Hadith, Shaykh Fakhruddin Rahmatullah Ali, when he was teaching us. And then he heard it from his Shaykh, Shaykh Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali. And he heard it from his Shaykh, and we can carry on like that, right up to the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The sanad, as we call it. Look at the sanad, the chain. Imam Bukhari Rahmatullah Ali and everybody else. So is any other Nabi of the world, or was there any other Nabi in the world whose history was recorded like that of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? So there must be some reason. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as Khatamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. He was Sayyidul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. جميل میں اجمل شریف میں اشرف کامل میں اکمل تاجدار مدینہ احمد مصطفی محمد مصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. We just can't imagine what we are, or where we are when sitting, when we are there in Riyaz al-Jannah next to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Rauza Mubarak, or standing in front of the Rauza Mubarak and saying as-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. And just 2 meters from us is the khulasa of kainat, the one for whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created the whole universe. Had it not been for his coming, if Allah ta'ala had not planned his coming, then there would have been nothing that would have been created. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his 23 years, because out of the 63 years, 40 years, although his nubuwat, the izhar of that, and the revelation of that came at the time when he was 40 years of age. But the first thing that Allah Ta'ala created was His Noor. Many muhaddithin have mentioned it, أول ما خلق الله نوري. The Noor that you see in anything, it is because of that Noor of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Whether it is the Noor of the Kalamullah that we read, the Noor of Zikrullah, the Noor of Hajj, the Noor of Tawaf, the Noor of Ibadah, the Noor of fasting, the Noor of Hajj, the Noor of Namaz, Noor of Zakat, the Noor of all the different Ibadat that one does. Now we say that person has got a lot of Noor in his heart. Now how much of Noor can a person have in his heart? And yet it is not even a fraction of that Noor which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala first created of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And from there we are enjoying that little bit of Noor. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and then in that 23 years, look at the revolution that he brought about. I was mentioning this yesterday, that the delay is from our side. The delay is from our side. In the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the nusrat that came, the help of Allah ta'ala that came, the victories that they enjoyed, they were always in the minority. But look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's nusrat, Allah ta'ala's help. In different forms, whether it was in the battle of Badr with the 313, or in the battle of Uhud, where they went out with 1,000, but the 300 munafiqeen and hypocrites turned around. Wherever it was, in the battle of Trench, whilst they were still tying stones on their bellies, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had 2 stones tied. But look at Allah ta'ala's help with the wind, and how the tents of the enemies blew, and how their pots and pans flung on their faces, and all the different kinds of nusrat and help that Allah Ta'ala gave on the different occasions. It was a clear indication that holding Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings dearly to one's heart, or practicing upon it, that is what brought the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. We are ashamed to even be seen like Muslims today. We are ashamed. We feel it below our dignity. And they, even the little sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the court of kings, they were not afraid to practice upon. Of course, we say that in these days, at least the farais, the compulsory and obligatory duties, the wajibat, the sunnat muakkada, and the person stays away from sins, we'll say is the waliullah of the time. Because of the fitnas that are around. But what I am getting across to you is that the delay is from our side. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rahmat, his nusrat and his help and his assistance. It hasn't diminished in any way. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's treasures of help and assistance hasn't diminished. He is prepared to assist and help the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the difficulties and hardships. But the delay is from our side, meaning that how many times does the ummah have to be told that now, for example, namaz is farz 5 times a day. Now, if in one congregation of 100,000 people, 1 million people, or 3 million people as in Hajj, if one imam has to just speak and say that we all know that namaz is farz 5 times a day, that was sufficient for the 3 million people to return from there with 5 times namaz in their lives. And it is definitely in their knowledge even before they went there for Hajj that namaz is farz 5 times a day. In the same way, take all the other aspects of deen, there was no need to go on and on and on. Here, whether the person has got a drug habit, whether he's got a adultery and fornication habit, womanizing habit, or the person is glued to the porn sites, or the person has got neglect in his salat, or has got neglect in his zakat, or has got neglect in other aspects of deen, he does not fulfill the rights of people, he is abusive, the person is all the time hurting, the person is in corruption, is in fitnas, is in mischief, the person has got non-fulfillment of the rights of his wives, children, parents, neighbors. Now you have to go on and on and on. And sometimes there is no end to that. Advices and nasihats, but still we don't come out of it. And there the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum ajma'in, there was no question of going on and on and on. Once only was sufficient. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that the ayat of the Quran Sharif has now been revealed that liquor is totally haram and forbidden, and he recited the verse, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Now once he recited that verse, finish, that liquor, as you have heard many times, which was in the barrels did not come into the jars, and that which was in the jars did not come into the tumblers, and that which was in the tumblers did not come up to the mouth and the lips, and that which was in the mouth was also spat out. Now go and give that bayan at the Dubai airport and try it out. Take all the imams of the Haram Sharif and take all the muftis of the world and take all the ulama and the mashayikh and tell them to send one letter to the rulers and tell them that this liquor sales which take place at your airport and in your town, in your city, and in your country, the Quran Sharif has prohibited it. Curses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the person, people who drink liquor, who sell, who buy, who transport, and then see if after all that they remove and they get rid of all that from their airports. What kind of an impression is the Muslim country then setting that the moment the non-Muslim lands at his airport, the moment the plane lands there, he is already aware or he gets the information that the largest sale of liquor is from this airport. So this is what I am saying. The delay is from our side. That there has to be repeated announcements. That this is what Allah Ta'ala has made farz, this is what Allah Ta'ala has made obligatory, this is what Allah Ta'ala has declared haram, not the Maulvis have declared haram. Yes, I'm not talking about those things on which there's some differences of opinion and some people go on to extremes. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about liquor, gambling. As soon as you get down there, you see the cars there, and the raffle, and the tickets, and you are already invited to gambling. And then look at not only the sale, but even the open freedom to sit there and drink in the lounges. It's not just one airport I'm talking about. I'm talking about the general condition. This is the condition. We are told that Mr. Zuma will give the State of the Nation address at this very moment in time. So what else is he going to say in the State of the Nation address? What is the condition of our economy and how much more they are going to increase the taxes and flatten all the taxpayers and how much more corruption will increase over the next few years and how much more bashes with taxpayers' money will take place. Those are the things they should be saying, informing us of in the State of the Nation address, that how many millions and billions have already been gone and how much Mr. Blatter came and took away at the World Cup time and how much of corruption there was in the giving of tenders. That is the state of our nation then. We are talking here about the State of the Ummah address. What is the state of the Ummah at large? Why is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's rahmat being held back? Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is being held back because we are not fulfilling our side of the contract. Just one incident in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, just one, which little children also at the madrasa, those who do Islamic history, they are well aware of. And in jalsas, they will say it very beautiful. It touches our hearts. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's barakat, the barakat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings. Ask little children also, they will tell us. In those days, it was customary for the people that they used to send their little babies away into the countryside for health reasons, because those women folk living in those simple villages, so they were healthy. So they wanted the children to grow up healthy. So the first 1-2 years they used to send the babies away to be fostered by those mothers. And then they used to be returned to their mothers. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took away his father. While Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was still in the stomach of the mother, in the Amina, the father is gone. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is born. And the Bani Sa'ad family, now their women folk came to take some babies, so that they may be fostered. Everyone that finds out about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, where's the father? They say the father is gone. He's a yatim child. So orphans were treated very badly in those days. They had no worth and no weight. It is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam who gave them such honor and status. So nobody wants to take Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They just inquire and they say, well, that child is an orphan child. So if it's an orphan child, then what will we get? To take that child, what will we get? Everybody wants some good payment. So the other women, they took the other children, and because of Halima herself being very poor, a camel itself could not cope with the other camels while they were traveling. There was no food at her house. She had her own problems. So she was left without a child. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because he was an orphan, nobody wanted to take. Who knew that he was going to be the greatest after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Although there were many, many signs, but those women, they were not prepared to take him. But as Halima took Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and then just to cut the whole story short, because I just want to get one point across to you, and that is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the moment he was taken into the arms by Hazrat Halima, the barakat that she began to see, the barakat. I discussed this some 2-3 years ago, that the barakat that she now began to see. She had no milk in her own breast. As soon as she takes this baby, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fills her breast with milk. So much that it is sufficient for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the baby who was crying, her own child who was crying all along out of thirst and hunger, who had no milk. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives so much. The camel on which she was traveling, which could not cope the speed of the other camels, was fast. They were much faster than her. And she was always the one right at the back. Because that camel also, she could not really feed it properly. And it was a lame camel, hardly able to travel. But somehow she made it to Makkah. Now on the return, that camel is extremely fast. The others cannot keep pace with that camel. So much of milk in the camel itself. And the camel goes for grazing when she comes home. Her house is full with barakah. There is so much Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is now giving. When her animals go for grazing, it was drought at that time. But they come back with the udders filled with milk. So the others used to say, also let us graze our camel same place and our animal same place. But when they send, they come back in the same state. Now we'll end up with the whole bayan. So therefore, I'm just giving you the gist of it. That look at the barakat, look at the blessings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, physical body coming into the arms of Hazrat Halima. Just a little baby at that time. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't give lengthy speeches in the arms of Hazrat Halima. He didn't give any lengthy speech. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's character, his dealings, his relationship with people and his honesty and his truthfulness and his charity and his sincerity and his nobility and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's amal and actions, those were not apparent at that time when she took the little baby into her arms. At this stage, it was just a physical body of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and that too at an age. The baby is born few days, few weeks, and in the arms of. And so much of barakat. Barakat in the home, barakat in the life, barakat in the time, barakat in the crops, barakat in the feeding. Barakat in everything, so much of barakat. That animal also now, the camel moving so fast. Sufficiency of food and drink in a home. That baby who was screaming and crying when she brought the baby with her, her own child. And now that child is also calm and quiet and relaxed. Now if so much of barakat can come just by picking up the physical body of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the arms, then what do we say about the barakat and the blessings that a person will see in his life if he has to bring the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his life? What kind of blessings you will see? And what kind of blessings will the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam see if they have to bring it into their lives? Or even if the majority has to bring it into their lives? We will see exactly the same barakat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave to the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That look at their condition also, most of them were extremely poor. And look at the difficulties and the trials and the tests that they were undergoing. But when they brought the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam into their lives, look at the barakat that Allah ta'ala gave the Persian Empire at their feet. The Roman Empire at their feet, something that could not be even imagined. All prophecies of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they are seeing with their open eyes how they are being fulfilled. Of course, they didn't just sit and do nothing. They did what they had to do. They fulfilled their part of the contract. They made their salat, they gave their zakat, they kept fast, they made hajj if it was farz. They were kind, they were charitable, they were honest, they were truthful, they were ameen. They had the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in their lives. And they made jihad with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And after him also, they spread the word of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the world. And then look at the barakat, or the barakat, barakatim min as-sama'i wal ard. That is the lesson of Rabiul Awwal. That if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's physical body, if somebody looks at that incident, just that coming into the arm of Hazrat Halima, and Hazrat Halima sees so much of barakat, so much of barakat, then what about the barakat that we will see if we have to bring the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam into our lives? And it's not a question of a fantasy world that we are talking about or just imagination. The Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu anhu ajmain, they saw it in their lives. Just once is sufficient as a dalil and a proof. Just once is sufficient. And we saw it, as I said, the Roman Empire, Persian Empire, all fell at the feet. Gold and silver used to flow into Madina Sharif as the conquest continued. Sometime in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it was like a pile. The Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu anhu ajmain used to make Allahu Akbar, make the namaz, and they walk out, not even interested. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to distribute, take, you take, you take. And when they got also again, they want to use it for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So this was the point that I was bringing across. That Hazrat Halima Sadia, when she picked up the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as an orphan child in her hand, at that time she didn't expect anything. Because there was no father. The mother also could not really give much. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showed it to her that you have picked up in your hand Sayyidul Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Khatamun Nabiyyin, Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Ha, what her taqdeer must have been. What are our women bragging about gold and silver and palaces and everything else if they get? When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was picked up as an orphan child by Hazrat Halima, who she picked up? She picked up Sayyidul Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Khatamul Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Jameelo mein ajmal, sharifo mein ashraf, kamilo mein akram. Therefore I say that when we are in Riyazul Jannah, when we go right to this corner of it, or even when the person is where the tahajjud place is, or by the lakeside of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or right in front of the Rose of Mubarak, then he's just 2-3 meters away from there, that rests the khulasa of kainat. So there we say, oh Allah, you brought us so close, so close, so close physically that I cannot go any further than this. So now bring me spiritually also that close to my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is that barakat that I'm talking about. He just takes Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the camel starts moving at a speed. There's plenty of food, there's plenty of milk and everything. And with barakat, not just abundance, barakat. Nowadays sometimes we have abundance but no barakat. It brings nothing but quarrels, fights, arguments, restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. So what is the purpose of that kind of wealth? May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a true understanding of what Rabiul Awwal is all about. But as I said, this is a majlis of zikr and this came to mind, so therefore I discussed these few points. And now we will listen to this, the first part of which I read many, many times in my dua. Tamanna hai ke gulzaar hai Madina ab watan hota. Tamanna hai ke gulzaar hai Madina ab watan hota. Tamanna hai ke gulzaar hai Madina ab watan hota. Wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Tamanna hai ke gulzaare Madina ab watan hota. وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. میں بلاول اللہ تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ وطن. And why should not any عاشق of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam desire that his home be in Madina Sharif? شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں, عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں, عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت تمہیں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوگا. In the gardens of Madina Sharif, in the orchards of Madina Sharif, in the باغات of Madina Sharif, somewhere, how I wish that I also had a small nest also there, a small garden there, a small orchard. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا, وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی, بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی, وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا. وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی. The remaining part of my life, or at least the major part of the remaining life, and especially the latter part and the end, be in Madina Sharif. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. So how long are we going to live in this world? Someday we have to leave and depart. And because of our amal and our actions and our deeds, each one of us, we know what kind of sins we have committed in our lives. Drug habits and wine and women and porn sites and haram websites. Sometimes it is webs and sometimes it is nets. And the taking and giving of interest and the bad deals that we have done in our lives and the hoodwinking and cheating and deceiving. First of all, we make an extensive effort to fulfill the rights of people. If we have harmed anybody, taken anything from anyone which was not due to us, it doesn't mean just make tawbah and finish. Make an effort to pay back. If interest was taken, pay back. If zakat was not paid, start paying. Qazas, start making. Ask people for forgiveness. And then desire that we will bury there. We are buried in Madina Sharif. So that when the winds of Rahmat blow over the graveyard of Madina Sharif, then we too may be forgiven. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare khudas mein hoti, wahi jeeta wahi marta وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا، میسر بالوں پر ہوتے تو اڑ کر میں پہنچ جاتا، میسر بالوں پر ہوتے تو اڑ کر میں پہنچ جاتا، زہ قسمت کہ اپنا آشیاں ان کا چمن ہوتا، Oh Allah, if I had wings, then I would have taken off. If we were birds, then we didn't require any passport and any visas and any purchase of tickets. If we had wings, the moment we desire, we just take off. And like the kabutars and pigeons of Haram Sharif, oh, we fly. And I would have been there. Ah, my Allah, how I wish and desire that I was a bird which had its little nest in one of the gardens of Madina Sharif. Zahe qismat ki apna aashiyan unka chaman hota. Tamanna hai کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا، وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا، نمازوں میں انہی کے در پہ کرتا جبھی سائی، تلاوت کا ترنم اور جنت کا چمن ہوتا، Imagine a person sitting in Riyadh al-Jannah and making tilawat of the Quran Sharif. A few meters away from Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we hear the people reciting with soft voices, no music in the world can touch the heart of a person as the recitation of the Quran Sharif. When thousands of people from this end to that end are making tilawat of the Quran Sharif in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. But unfortunately at that time also, we cannot part with our cell phone messages. And some even the music plays when the phones come on, right near the Roza Mubarak. And we too, unnecessarily, every little message that comes on the cell phone, we are sitting there right there in Riyadh al-Jannah, sitting there in the masjid. Instead of focusing ourselves, every little while, somebody was born in South Africa, somebody died in South Africa, some baby's birthday party, somebody's function, somebody's walima, somebody. What? Now those messages, are they really necessary to take in the Haram Sharif? In any case, that's another subject again, as I say, different subjects. So, tilawat ka tarannum aur jannat ka chaman hota. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا، وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا، سے آمین. Everyone must have the desire. Allah Ta'ala does not take there on the strength of one's money and wealth and property and qualifications and degrees. Look at the number of people who have settled. What qualification and degrees they have. the person who shines the golden gate in the Riyadhul Jannah, and he also cleans around it. Ordinary simple person from Bangladesh. And he pointed to me. I asked him, I said, who is the one that goes inside to clean and bring out the dust Mubarak? Who is the one that goes down or inside? We don't see the gates opening, we can't see anybody entering. Then who is the one that goes inside? At least we see you outside cleaning the green golden gates. So then he pointed to one door. He said, that is the door from which they go. So nobody really will make out also that there is an entry into or a gateway to the Rosa Mubarak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are five people. And if you look at them, 165-year-old, 170-year-old, Habshi, Ethiopians, settled there from years, and one is doing that cleaning for 55 to 60 years. Now what kind of palace does he have? What kind of gardens does he have? But what kind of honor Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave to that person? Even if I had all the wealth of the world, it would be worth giving it away to him if we could have got the opportunity of going down. Doing that khidmat. So Allah Ta'ala takes with his fazl, with his ihsan.
تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا سبھی کچھ ہے مگر جب وہ نہیں کچھ بھی نہیں حاصل جہاں وہ ہے وہیں اے کاش میں جلوہ فگن ہوتا.
If we have everything but we don't have Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then we have got nothing. So we may not be able to be there in Madina Sharif, but everyone can have the barakat and the rahmat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his home, in his life. If a person is there but is not practicing, then he is not there. And if a person is far, far away and he hasn't been even once to Madina Sharif, then he is there. He will get the tawajjuh of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the du'as. Now we'll try to conclude. Inshallah, some other time we'll discuss it again.
Yehi hai خدا شاہد ہے کہ ہم سارے جہاں پر حکمراں ہوتے رسول پاک کی سنت اگر اپنا چلن ہوتا.
If only we brought Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam teaching into our lives in Mubarak way, then we would have been ruling the whole world.
یہی ہے آرزو ثاقب یہی اپنی تمنا ہے.
ثاقب بیکاز ہی از دا کمپوزر مولانا صدیق صاحب.
یہی ہے آرزو ثاقب یہی اپنی تمنا ہے.
Now you can put our name.
یہی ہے آرزو یونس یہی اپنی تمنا ہے کہ پیوندے بقیے پاک اپنا بھی بدن ہوتا.
This is my tamanna, this is my arzu, this is my desire. That Baqiyah Park, the graveyard of Madina Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blessed with a small piece of ground, so that my body can also become a patch of the ground of that graveyard. That is the desire.
یہی ہے آرزو ثاقب، یہی اپنی تمنا ہے، کہ پیوند بقیے پاک اپنا بھی بدن ہوتا، پیوند بقیے پاک اپنا بھی بدن ہوتا.
اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ، اللہ 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 اللہ
یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے، جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے، جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے.
Oh Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan and favor, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhir. And we who are deserving of your wrath and anger, my Allah, give us amnesty. Kings of the world, rulers of the world, give amnesty. You are Rahim, you are Kareem.
Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah,
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. اب تو رہے بس دادا میں آخر ورد صبح اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ اب تو رہے بس دادا میں آخر ورد صبح اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring. We are your most sinful servants on the surface of this. ہم گنہگار ہے, بدکار ہے, سیاکار ہے, مجرم ہے, خطاکار ہے, گندے ہیں, ناپاک اور نالائق. My beloved Allah, we are disobedient servants of yours. We have rebelled against you. My beloved Allah, in spite of all your ni'mats and all your bounties upon us, you blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech, our heart, liver and lungs all functioning. My beloved Allah, you haven't sent us any will for the sunshine. You haven't sent us any will for the oxygen that we breathe in. Oh my beloved Allah, day and night your ni'mats and bounties are pouring upon us. Yet we are so ungrateful, so ungrateful, so ungrateful. We use your very bounties and ni'mats for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of sight for watching haram. The great ni'mat of hearing for listening to haram. The great ni'mat of speech for speaking that it is haram. How much of things we touch which are haram. How many places we walk towards which are haram. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we use your ni'mats, your bounties for your disobedience.
Yet you give us so much to eat and drink and wear. You give us so much of opportunities to make tawbah and return to us. You have engaged so many millions of angels to make istighfar for those bandas of yours who make istighfar on the surface of the earth. Ey Rabbe Kareem, how merciful you are, how forgiving you are. My beloved Allah, how generous and how kind you are. Oh, my most beautiful Allah. Allah, Allah. There is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. My beloved Allah, we have extended our begging bowls before you. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. You have seen everything, you know everything. You could have snatched away the bounties. You could have shaken the earth beneath our feet. You could have caused the homes to collapse over our heads. You could have sent gale force winds against us. Oh my beloved Allah, recently we have been listening of 200 kilometers an hour gale force winds. Ey Rabbe Kareem, we have been reading and listening to the disaster very Allah, different countries of the world, flood waters, earthquakes, tremors, gale force winds, fires raging. My beloved Allah, you protected us and saved us from so many different kinds of azab. Remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and the suffering of the entire mankind around the globe. Give everybody hidayat, my beloved Allah. Give everyone hidayat. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannat. Ey Rabbe Kareem, give us also hidayat. Change the direction of our lives. It is because of our sins that mankind is suffering around the globe. Ey Rabbe Kareem, forgive us and forgive the entire mankind. Especially the ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Rabbe Kareem, bless us with hidayat. Bless us with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul in you, with trust in you. Bless us with your qurb, with your marifat. Ey Rabbe Kareem, hume apna bana le. Hamara banja. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat. With the ishq of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan. Ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Oh Allah, how much of sacrifices you made. He was stoned in Taif. He was stoned in Uhud. Intestines of animals placed on his back when he goes into sajda in the Haram Sharif. Ey Rabbe Kareem, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sworn. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was called madman. He was called Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nice stones on his belly. And yet he's the greatest after you. So that people undergoing suffering and difficulties and hardship in the cause of deed may take consolation. Ey Rabbe Kareem, for our sake he stands all night in prayer, his peace. In Hajjatul Wida, how much he cried for us. His beard is wet with his Mubarak tears. His ihram is wet. Ey Rabbe Kareem, when he attaches himself to the multazam, and the du'as that he makes in the maqam, and the du'as behind the maqam Ibrahim, on Safa and Marwa, and in Mina, and especially in Arafat, we cannot even imagine my Allah from Zuhr till Maghrib, sinless, masoom, Nabi, cries and cries and cries for the Ummah. We have shown no appreciation of all these sacrifices. Tonight, my beloved Allah, we make sincere tawbah from all our sins. Ab tawbah farwa, ab tawbah farwa. How long are we going to walk the path of sins and disobedience? A day is going to come in our lives when the angel of death is going to extract the soul from every part of our body. No warning is given by Allah of his arrival. Our beautiful homes will remain behind. Our beautiful cars will remain behind. Our gold and silver and palaces will remain behind. We will only go with our amal and our actions. Ey Rabbi Kareem, in this life, in this world, give us the tawfiq to use your ni'mats and bounties in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah and make our preparation for the Akhirah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. There are so many in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, amongst us who are sick and ailing. Rabbi Kareem, wherever any person is who is sick and ailing, bless them with shifa. We know that sometimes sicknesses are a rahmat and a blessing. But may Allah, even if it is in the form of rahmat, change it to the rahmat of good health. My beloved Allah, no one is going to question you if you have to forgive us. No one is going to question you, my beloved Allah. If you forgive us, we will get happy. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will get happy. You will become happy. Hame maaf kar, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness or night. Ey Rabbi Kareem, unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Except all the good works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh wa da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Jo hone wala ijtema hai usko qubool farma. Ey Rabbi Kareem, gasht talim ko qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khanqah ko qubool farma. Ey Rabbi Kareem, hamare hal par raham farma. Hame dunya bhi de, hame akhirat bhi de. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouth, or adultery, or fornication, or any kind of haram action. Give us the realization, my beloved Allah, that you are watching us those moments that we think that no one is watching. And you can seize us there and then. Ey Rabbi Kareem, don't let any embarrassment, shame, disgrace and humiliation to come upon us, our families, or the ummat of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Madina Tayyibah mein salamati ye deen aur aza ke saath shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. Waqiye Paak mein ey Rabbi Kareem, hame dafan naseeb farma. If it is not muqaddar and destined, wherever it may be, that is in a state that you are pleased with us. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, especially that of Dajjal, protect us and the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Ey Rabbi Kareem, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the tamanna, the aspirations of everyone who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ey Rabbi Kareem, in such a large crowd, there are so many young, so many old, so many children, so many whose hair has turned white, who have shed tears before you. Ey Rabbi Kareem, with the barakat of their tears, we are seeking from you, my beloved Allah, that fulfill the good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sickness, the diseases, the problems, the tests and the trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl and kindness, remove the pain, suffering, difficulties and problems. Those who have passed away, fill the grave with noor, bless them with jannatul firdaus. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم